It's Wednesday, the 23rd of July, and it's cool. It's so cool. I've got the wrong t-shirt on this morning. Yeah, that glorious weather, and last night it was cooking hot, for us anyway. It really was, but this morning there's a har has come in off the east coast. It's not bad here, it's not low level, not hanging about at ground level or anything, but it's there and it's enough to shield the sun away completely and drop the temperature plunging. Let's hope the sun can burn off fairly quickly. It's supposed to be a beautiful day. It's, well, beautiful in respect of temperatures. I'm not saying clear blue sky, but it all depends on when Mr. Sun can clear the soup away. It was beautiful last night. We took a walk away up around the town last night. Oh my goodness me, and on the way home it must have been 26, 27 degrees. It was so hot. And now I'm complaining that it's cool. Well, it's just a wee bit too cool. Anyway, slept pretty well last night again. Sleeping soundly enough. Problem is, I've woke up twice this week. Since I got home, I've only slept two nights in the house. Can't remember. Just after six. Needing to go place. And it's really annoying at that time of the morning. It's different at three or four or five even. Between six and seven, it's not that long. When you get back into bed before the alarm goes off again, and that kind of plays in your mind, and then you can't really get back to sleep, and your mind goes into... Well, my mind goes into meandering again. See a wasp in front of my nose. Well, not immediately in front of my nose, but in front of my nose. He's drifting along the ornamental grass blades. Be picking up sugars or something. I don't know. Spent a good part of the day yesterday tidying the garden, the paths and the pathways and the borders, and worked my way all the way around to the back garden. I haven't started in the back garden yet. But, you know, I've said this before, it's so therapeutic to do all that brushing and tidying and brushing and trimming. Before you know it, you know, about 3 hours I'd went in and I was happy doing what I was. I was really content, and when I looked back at everything that I'd done, and I thought, God, that's made a heck of a difference, you know. I really tidied everything up, and I was fair prudy myself. Not in the prideful sense of a sin of pride, but just more satisfaction than anything. I think that's true of anything. If we do something, we feel a bit productive. No, I do. It's not like saying, being big-headed, oh, I did that, or, I mean, after all, it's really a task, but some tasks are, should be renamed. Huh. daily tasks. I don't know, what would you call them? You know, something that you need to do, like that, for example. You need to do it, but when you do it, you enjoy doing it, and you feel satisfaction after. So it's not a task. What would you call that? I don't know. Searching for new words. It's like washing and polishing the car, especially a big Volvo estate. It takes so long. Time you do the alloy wheels and the tires and everything else, and then hoover out the inside a wee bit, and that's normally a task, but once you've done it and you stand by it, you go, wow, great job, looking good. Sense of pride, satisfaction, achievement, I don't know. It's, I don't know. I don't even know why I'm talking about it. Oh my God. I must be back home. But there is something been playing in my mind heavily. Has been for a long while. It's come to the fore again now that I'm back home. I need to sort it out. Well, I've made the first steps in sorting it out, and I'm going to wait and see what the first results are, if any. Guess I'm just recording the fact that it's still eating away at me inside. It's still annoying me, bugging me. I need to find out. I need to get a reply, a response. Does anyone actually have a life where there's nothing, I mean nothing, nothing in your life, nothing in their life, annoying them, bugging them, eating away at them? Is there anyone actually out there who can honestly say everything in their life is good? Every single thing is good. I wonder. I very much doubt it, to be honest, but I wonder. Or is it just... is it just the weakness in us humans that there will always be something that's annoying us? No matter how good things are in our life, there'll be something that's bugging us somewhere. Is it just us humans that we just get bugged about things? And someone mentioned the desert island yesterday in audio. I think it was Graham. Yeah, I don't know if I could do that on my own, desert island. Maybe I could. It made me think of a programme I watched last night, the last episode of... oh my God, I can't remember the guy's name. The English comedian, cycling from Sydney to Cairns, or reliving that cycle anyway. What the heck's his name again? It's John. No, it's not John Barrowman, it's John. Oh, God. And these two guys took him out in a boat to an island that wasn't there, at the Barrier Reef. To an island that wasn't there, yeah, I know what you're thinking. No, for 6 hours each day when the tide recedes, and this is not on the beach, this is out at sea, a sand island of bite appears as the water level drops, and it's, I don't know, maybe a couple of 100 feet long, maybe 100 feet wide, something like that. Tiny little thing. Just sand. Nothing else. Just sand. White sand. And so they dropped him out of the boat, and he was standing ankle deep as the water went down, and all of a sudden he had the wee island to himself. And he thought, this is fantastic. This is amazing. It's not got any relevance to me being on a desert island. It just came. Or maybe, thinking about that, if even for a small part of our days, my day, that I could be, or put myself mentally into a wee desert island of my own. Just for a wee while, not even 6 hours, just a wee while, where everything is sunny and bright and fresh, no worries and no stress, nothing to bug me. Hmm.